I suppose we started yesterday with the 2-2-2 event, and it was a really competitive field in that. Riders went over, as I say, the 222 kilometres off around the Wild Atlantic Way, and who came out in front was Ryan Hunter in a time of 7:25 and 43 seconds. Second then was Jared Gallagher in a time of 7:59.31, and third there was Brian O'Donnell in 8:22. In the 3-3-3 event then, we have two different ones that people can go supported, so they've got a crew with them and unsupported. So the first one was the ones that had a team with them. So Darren McGlinchey from the Thun Valley area, former runner for Thun Valley, he came first in there and just a shade over 11 hours, so 11 hours and 4 minutes. Brendan Doherty was second then. He was a further half an hour behind, so he's 11 hours and 42 minutes. And Seamus Gavigan from Rathmullen, he was third in 14:29 and 23 seconds. We had one female competitor there as well, Breed Riley, with a fantastic time of 16 hours 29. She completed the 333 kilometres also. And then the unsupported, so these are people who have to fend for themselves when they're out there in terms of nutrition, fluids, any mechanical, they have no support at all. So Barry O'Driscoll was the winner of that, and a fabulous time of 12 hours and 9 minutes. Followed closely by the man from Minnesota, Damien Lagan, in 12:28. And the third position then was taken up by Kevin Doherty in 13 hours and 15 minutes. So that wrapped up the 2-2-2 and the 3-3-3 events for that. And the only other one we had left then was the 5-5-5, if you want me to give you a brief rundown of that.
I like the way you said, Michael, the only, as if it was no major event. 5-5-5, cycling 555 kilometres. Yes, maybe some of these was a duo athletes and they were teaming up, but some of them were just out on their own as well. So yeah, talk us up about this event, Michael.
Yeah, obviously the 555 kilometres is, I suppose, the marquee event, and that's how the event started. 555 kilometres around the Wild Atlantic Way, starting the whole way and doing the Inishowen Peninsula before you come back and go past the start and finish line at the Mount Errigal, and then you head again then out for Remelton, Rathmullen, Dualfana, Dunfanaghy, Downbegart, O'Hark, the whole way around the Ardrag, Lentis, Dunloe, back up again through the gap and head back into Balvafaste and Orla again. So it's an epic adventure in that. And again, we had the same. We had one person who completed that unsupported. So again, carrying all these supplies for that. And that was a returnee. He had done the 3-3-3 last year and he's came and done the 5-5-5. Pedro Satilli, Portuguese descent. So he completed the course in 28 hours and 42 minutes. And then in the supported event then, we had Rory Devlin, who we know surprise in terms of cycling rounds. He would be well known to the cycling world. He completed and won the event and the supported. He completed in 19 hours and 19 seconds. A fabulous time there. The course record at the minute is held by Ronan McLaughlin, just a shade over 17 hours. And second position there, we had Jerry McCarthy, a three-time attendee of the event. He came in 20 hours and 17 seconds. Again, a fabulous time. And followed up then by Inishowen's Nigel Davenport in 21:58. And the team event there, we had Team Frost with Eugene McGettigan and Harriet Harrison. They completed in 22 hours. And then the first and last timers, the names that they give themselves, they completed it in 23 hours and 40 seconds. We also had a four-person team. So Team Jordan, which was pretty special, we had two fathers and two daughters completing that. They completed the 5-5-5 event and they came out on top in that one. And then the two-person team then, we had a team called Well Oiled Wheelers from down the country. They won the two-person team in that also. So yeah, look, we had a fabulous day, well over 100 competitors. They were really challenged from day one. We were there, the first riders went off the ramp at 5 o'clock yesterday morning. And if anybody maybe was lying in their bed and heard the conditions outside, it was absolutely horrendous. It was real gusty winds up to maybe 30 to 40 miles an hour, driving rain, and that was probably for the first 2 hours of everybody setting off the ramp. That's what they were blessed with, I suppose, in one sense. It went away slightly in terms of the rain, but the wind was ferocious throughout the whole day, more or less following with the block headwind for the vast majority of all the distances. So it was a really, really tough day for them. And as I say, most of them will probably still be travelling home at this stage, or basically in their bed. But again, a big shout out to our own sponsor, Ergo Group, who we had a female competitor. She done the 222 as well, Helena Cosgrove, who works for that company, and all the people who helped us in terms of the other sponsors, Mount Ergo, LK Bikes, all the people who set up the ramp, and Marshalls, and everybody who's there on the day. We couldn't do this without their assistance. So we're eternally grateful for their assistance over the weekend.
Michael Black, well put. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on Hell Radio Sunday Sport. And best of luck, Michael, with the planning for the 2026 event.
We'll see you there. I'll send an entry out to you.